break. A little break, gentlemen. How was it? Everybody is here. Nick Maraldo.
How are we?
Tony D.
Hey, Tony.
Bubba Gump. Bruce Brown.
What's going on?
How are we doing, boys?
How good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. How's everyone's break?
It's good.
It's great.
Had a good time. And do anything fun?
Yeah. Well, you know, went out of the country.
back
home.
Sure.
I said it on past show. I did burst my eardrum on a flight. That was not fun.
That's no fun.
I also went out of the country and back home.
Nice.
Yep. Did not burst my eardrum, but I did get a bit of Montezuma's revenge.
Okay.
A little diarrhea.
Yeah. The last 2 days were just...
While you were in the DR.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
I would have killed for diarrhea when I was in the Dominican.
Luckily, I found a concoction of medication that stopped it for the flights home. Because that would have been a real situation.
Ammonia.
True.
A bit of pluggage situation. Ammonia. But great trips.
Yeah, fantastic. It was nice. I went skiing.
I was gonna
say,
you're fucking
you're doing it all.
Ripping power.
I was shredding. There was one time.
Day parties outside of a lodge.
Nothing better.
Nothing
better. Après ski. It hit different. I clocked in at like 78 at my peak.
What? Was an hour on
miles per hour?
Yeah.
On the snowmobile?
Yeah, shit. That was my max.
No, you didn't.
Bro, I almost died.
On the snowmobile?
I almost died. No, snowmobile got up to 52. 53?
That's pretty fast on snow.
Fast.
That's like 600.
It was moved.
So you're saying you skied 78 miles per hour?
Oh yeah, I was 1,000%.
Was that a full tuck?
Oh yeah, I was full tuck. That was a full tuck down a double black. It was. It almost resulted in
catastrophic,
utter destruction. Right ski started fucking shaking like this. It took me about 200 yards to stop, but no, it was a good time. My right knee is feeling
Tuck
it.
Is Tuck a good skier?
Tuck, look, Tuck, no.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Okay.
He can't break the pizza. He loves pizza.
Okay. Oh, okay, you know? So he's not a good
boy. Oh, boy.
You just say that. If he's still French fried pizza, great.
He wouldn't say he's a good skier either. Definitely hasn't in a long time. But no, he isn't. He ate shit. I said on the thing. Took us about 5 minutes, like a 5 full minutes on the mountain.
Full yard sale on the mountain.
No, skis off.
Yeah,
that's the one. His poles. He hung onto his poles because he strapped in at all times. I do not strap the poles in, just because of fear that if you do fall, like, the chances of them stabbing you are so much higher.
You mean like you don't put your hands through the string?
No, I don't put them through the loop because of that. Like, seriously, the chances are so much higher.
Yeah, you kind of want a yard sale the poles.
Yeah, you want the poles out first. Like, that's what you do. They got pointy ends.
Leave those bitches.
Yeah.
They do.
What are we talking about, you know? But, no, it was a good time. Nice little ski trip. Went home to Massachusetts. Anybody else? Mitt, I know you went to Hawaii.
A fucking island boy.
Oh, yeah. He's an island boy. No, I went to Vegas first, and I'm not going to lie. I have a bone to pick, actually.
Oh, nice. Let's get into it.
Right. We got a couple bones.
I got one, too, man.
Speak into the mic.
I got a big bone to pick here with slow casino dealers and ones that fuck up, because it really threw off my mojo. I ended up losing a good amount of money.
Okay.
5 days in Vegas.
I didn't see that coming.
5 days.
No way.
And it was definitely the dealer's
fault. I thought you were
going
to rake it there.
I fucking hate when the dealer messes up. I hate it.
No, it happened to me twice.
Was it blackjack?
No, it was roulette. And like, they cleared the wrong number twice. And then they kicked the first guy off, kicked the second lady off. And then the like pit boss was just staring at me and my friend as we were playing fucking roulette the whole like 20 minutes probably. Lost every single
That's a good pit boss.
Damn.
Knows who the troublemakers are.
I don't fucking like this guy or his buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it made me feel so uncomfortable.
Hey, if they win, pull the wrong number. Because I don't want these guys walking out with chips tonight. Mm-hmm. That does grind my gears.
There actually is a precedent for this, and I witnessed it. Mitt was playing roulette.
Where the hell did he come from?
I heard this happening. There was a precedent for this. Mitt was playing roulette whenever we were all in Vegas, and his chips got handed to someone else at the table. And so he starts yelling, "Excuse me! Excuse me!" The dealer was deaf, had no idea. Another dealer came over. Had to get the whole thing resolved. I did witness this. It was awesome.
Beat your fucking ass if you don't
It was awesome. I felt so bad when she goes, "I'm deaf." Like, or the new lady comes up and tells me that she was deaf. I feel like an asshole.
Well, if he told you,
have you guys seen the new Curb?
No, not yet.
First, I need to watch it.
Two episodes.
Who's the guy who was in that movie? He's a deaf actor. They won a bunch of awards. What was it?
Coda.
Coda.
Yeah.
The main character Troy.
He's hilarious.
He's in Curb, and he's at Larry Dave's Country Club.
Yeah.
And he's in front of Larry, and Larry finds this new swing, and he tees off while Troy's out.
Is that where he hits him in the back?
Yeah.
I saw the clip.
And he can't yell because he's just waving.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And they're laughing.
Really? Okay.
So dumb, but. Yeah,
okay, good. Because the first two episodes, I was like, "This is Curb. It's classic Curb." But I kind of stopped. So okay.
Yeah.
So definitely get into 12.
At least that episode. Larry's raising all kinds of hell at the country club.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I'm surprised Curb is the first show that you bring up here today.
Well, I did a staycation. I didn't go anywhere, but I did watch a lot of things. I watched the HBO miniseries John Adams from 2008.
No, that's Giamatti.
Baby Giamatti's the finding gold.
Never watched it?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Have you seen it before?
No, I'd never watched it.
John Adams?
I've watched it.
How did that come about?
It was just on because we were off during President's Day.
Yeah, okay.
So there was a marathon of it on, and I caught one episode, and I was like, you know what? I never watched this. I should go back and watch the whole thing. I think, seven or eight episodes?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is phenomenal.
The cast is out of this world.
Okay.
And it's before a lot of them made it big. So, like, you'll reckon, like, Roose Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Thomas Jefferson. Like,
oh, this is a great show.
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, this was, like, one of the first.
Is Edison in it?
Thomas A. Edison? Shout out. This is, like, one of the first, like, big miniseries that HBO did.
Okay. So definitely watch it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stamp a must watch on it, along with what you were alluding to.
Shogun.
Tony and I are all over Shogun.
So is Z.
It's the best show on television right now. It's the best show maybe I've seen in probably 5 years.
Whoa!
Dang.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Can't believe that.
So it's been three episodes.
I don't care. I'm captivated. I'm sold. The actor who plays John Blackthorne, the pirate merchant, has the best voice, and he's fucking so dynamic in every scene.
Is he a pirate or is he a merchant?
He's definitely a pirate, but he could be a merchant.
But he sells shit, too.
What is this on?
On FX. Hulu. And FX.
Yeah.
So,
are we talking big scale battles here?
Like,
are
is it like if you're
they're,
gonna
they're coming in the previews? There's big scale battles
it's,
coming.
Exactly. It's basically a feudal Japan style Game of Thrones.
I love it.
I have heard this, and Tony has echoed your sentiments as well. I've heard this from so many people that this.
I was highly suspect, right?
Yeah.
And you guys know me; I'm a tough critic.
Very.
I sat down and watched it. I paid attention because it is. In Japanese, it's subtitled.
Which I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean,
but there's some English parts. Like, the main character is an Englishman. He speaks in English, but technically it's Portuguese.
Yeah, technically they're speaking Portuguese, but they're speaking English.
Okay, yes. Okay.
But
so they're from Portugal, but they for the show's aspect, they
So, without spoiling anything, the whole theme of it is Portuguese missionaries go, and they've worked their way into Japan, and they're, like, taking over, basically, from the inside without the Japanese knowing. Like, the Japanese think they're just converting everyone to Catholicism, but they're really ingraining their tentacles in all of the fabric of society and taking over. This Englishman and his crew wash ashore, and he puts a thorn in everyone's plans. There's a battle over who's going to be
the
new...
Hey, Japanese, the Portuguese are... They're taking all your shit and you don't know anything about it.
Ooh.
There's a battle over who's going to reign because there's the emperor died and now there's five lords who rule in unison and there's beef between them. It's great.
And Shogun!
It's a great dynamic.
What do you mean, and Shogun?
I don't know. Shogun is something they keep saying, but they said that Shogun hasn't happened for 1,000 years. So I think it's going to happen. Is.
So no, but like a lot of bow and arrow battles, a lot of sword battles so far.
Yes.
It's fucking sick.
I saw the actor from... Legacy of Monsters, isn't it?
Yes, she is.
Correct.
All I know is that after two episodes, I went to watch a third, and it wasn't out yet, and I was upset. So that's
Same.
How I know that I like a show.
Okay, so I may wait till they're all out to re-buy Hulu, because I tried to get Hulu, and it
weekly, yeah.
They released the first two, and then, once a week, I believe.
Fair warning, though. Again, it's like you have to watch it. You can't be on your phone, or you will miss everything.
It for sure.
It's tough to do, but if you do it, I think it's worth the investment.
I'm definitely going
to. Yep, me too.
No doubt about it. You weren't the only one that watched something. I saw Dune 2 twice now.
Twice?
Yeah, twice. Now, I'm not going to speak on it. I would like, I believe PMI Mitt also saw Dune 2.
Yep.
Mitt, do you want to get? What did you think about the movie?
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah, I'm going to none see very all right soon.
The only thing that I would say.
Did you see
it,
one?
Yes, I saw one. Okay, okay. I liked one a lot, actually. So I was really excited going into this. Went to the whole fucking movie theater thing. Did the whole thing with a couple of friends.
Out
thing
in theaters.
Gubby, the can you find the video of Mitt at the movie theater?
Did you get fucked the popcorn?
Yeah, it's in the it's in the pod if you could find it.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll know. The only movie
but
theater.
But keep going, Mitt.
Keep going.
It's a video, so scroll. So I just think that the movie honestly fucking sucked. That's
whoa
just my complete honest opinion of it. I didn't like it at all. I don't know.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I saw the first one, and I just didn't fucking like the second one.
And this has been universally praised by critics and people.
That's the best movie ever.
I cannot stress enough how much better the second one is than the first one.
Yeah. I'm not a Dune guy, enough, but I'm like, I'll see that because it's such a big movie. Like, I love shit like that.
It is just so much more of Arrakis, and like, it is so much more about Paul Atreides. Like, there's no build, so like, you know the characters right away. They don't have to like go into the houses, and they don't
and
have
Arrakis
to,
is a sand planet, right?
Yeah, and they don't have to trap with a
spice harvesting goes.
And there's no going more Batista, more. I mean, they were saying
here was Connor for the, when he showed up to was, the second
yeah
time.
Yeah, yep. This is the second time I went. I came prepared. I didn't want to be an asshole, so I decided to dress up and just so everyone knew what movie I was there for.
Yeah. They let you right in after that.
Yeah, they actually let me pick my seat. I got to pick any. It was full.
I
but
love
I got
that
to tell
not
to get up.
A single reaction from anyone
no
in pop the lobby.
No, no fist bumps. No,
nothing.
No, like hell yeah.
Everyone was just scared.
That's the most shocking part. Yeah. Oh fuck. Fucking Lisan Ali Gaib is here. Chalamet is in our theater. The whole entire thing, start to finish, it is fucking unbelievable. Austin Butler.
Yep.
They were saying this is a villain in the category of the Joker. That's not true. Okay. Don't buy into that. But basically everything else they're saying about the movie is real.
Okay.
Like, it is so good. I will say, the Emperor in the movie, this isn't a spoiler, obviously he's been in the trailer, is Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I've heard that it is not his best work.
He should not have been.
I thought that was a joke.
No,
I thought that was a bit that people were saying he was in the movie.
What does he sound like in it, Bruce?
Well, you know, I had to do. I don't know.
Clear your throat. Clear your throat, please. Give an effort to clear your throat.
Give it a good
I got
effort
a double ear infection. I haven't heard him all talk right in a long time. I don't have it.
Either way, when the Emperor's in it and it's just walking, talking, it is not it is not something you're like, oh, this fits. like Duncan Idaho, the name fits better than Christopher Walken.
Yep, okay.
You know what I mean? So he was probably the only miscast. Austin Butler. Sure, I said he wasn't the Joker. Fucking unbelievable villain. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Batista delivers on all fronts.
Always does.
Always does. Not as much.
My Sam, I doing?
No, not as much of him, but still very bigger part.
He gives him and Austin Butler smooch in it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They do. Yeah. It's great, though. And the arc of Paul Atreides is so sick. Like him in the beginning of the movie to where he
what
ends.
About Zendaya?
Zendaya, hell of a performance. Honestly,
what about Javier Bardem?
Ooh.
Stilgar stole the show. I think
really?
I think he was the best character in the movie, in the second
always
movie.
Always does.
For sure.
Yeah, he does.
Like Atreides, too, but still.
When
like,
you cast Javier Bardem, you know there's a chance he steals the show.
Yeah, he is so good in it. Rebecca Ferguson, unbelievable.
Becky?
The whole movie was. Yep. I'm so pumped for you guys to see it just because, like, now we're here.
Yeah,
like,
I'm jacked. I'm very jacked.
The end of it, the next movie will be the best one.
There's another?
You like the end?
Yeah. Yeah, the next movie will be. Yeah, man, I went into it knowing that there was a part three. Did you know there was a part three?
No, I didn't know there was a part three.
Yeah.
So I was expecting. This was my problem.
Okay, so that's tough.
I watched the whole fucking thing.
That's tough.
And then I didn't know that there was a part three. That happened. I was like, okay.
Yes, Dune Messiah is the last one. Yeah, they're
so
not calling
this
it part three.
Second one wrap up where like the original ends and they expand? Or is this.
It starts. Right where the first one ends.
No, like the original.
Yes.
Like the fucking
80s. Ooh, I've never seen it.
Okay.
I have never seen it. But that was one of my favorite parts is that the second movie starts. What did you say?
He said it's Tom Hardy in it, and I said, yes, he is, as himself.
Yeah, he's the Emperor's Joker.
If you're going to give me fucking sand in a desert, where's Tom Hardy?
He shows up as Mad Max. And yeah, what thank the you. Fuck Wait, am where, I doing?
How'd I get here?
What the fuck am I doing?
It is fantastic. It starts right where the first one left off. So there isn't like that what's been going on. It's like they haven't even gotten to their destination they were on at the end of the first. So that I love. That like that kind of transition. To span time, this also doesn't give it away. They just change his eyes blue. Yeah, so when his eyes turn blue, it's like, okay, so they've been there for a while. Yeah,
it's going
like,
to be my Halloween costume.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Good call. I'll be Stilgar.
And I'll be...
Paul Atreides.
No, I'll be Zendaya.
No, you should be fucking Shai Hulud.
Oh, I can't wait to find out who that is.
That's the worm.
Oh, that's Bruce.
That's the worm.
Oh, yeah, I got to be the worm.
I will say quickly, I don't need any comments from anybody. Okay, we don't need to expand upon this. I did watch Venom 2 for some reason over there.
Me too.
Oh, Venom 2 Carnage.
Yeah, it was great. Okay. That's all we need to say about it. Was move on.
I like Woody.
Woody?
Yeah.
Aquaman 2 was great too.
Was it really?
I watched it on the way back to Indianapolis.
What happens when you're on plane flights?
I didn't hate Aquaman 2, possibly because the entire time I was like, Momoa is so boozed up right here. Like, I felt like I could tell when Momoa was fucked up. Yeah. And him and his dad drink like 8 Guinnesses during the movie.
Like that?
During the scene. But no, I did actually enjoy Aquaman 2.
I finished Succession. It was great. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Oh, nice.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
I watched, I don't know if Todd watched it too, so I'll let him talk about it, but Anyone But You with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Heard America's it was a Sweetheart. Lot better than everyone thought it was going to be.
It was so much better than I thought it was going
to
be.
What's it on?
You have to buy it.
Yeah, you got
to
buy it on Apple.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You can rent it, I suppose. But
yeah.
I bought it on Apple TV.
I found a stream, but
smart.
Gata from Lil Dicky's Gata is in it. And he stole it for me.
Okay.
Like just every quick little fucking.
He's,
I don't know.
He's good in
the pizzazz that Glenn Powell has.
Yeah, I told these guys earlier. The only guy who can save the Marvel universe is Glenn Powell. It's as simple as that.
Boy,
he's the only guy who could play Iron Man or Captain America, or he could play Ant Man if they wanted him to. He could play Star Lord. He is the most. I mean, he just oozes charisma. It is unbelievable. Sydney Sweeney is obviously just a fucking sex pop.
She is like, America's sweetheart.
She is. The guy who stole it from me, I don't know his name, the Australian guy.
Brian Brown.
Yeah, he is so Australian, and he's just like, you don't understand anything. They, like, there's
the younger Australian
guy. Yeah, the younger Australian guy.
Okay,
not the guy who plays Leland Van Loo in...
Cocktail?
Along Came Polly.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he, yeah,
that guy's in it too?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
He's the stepdad.
Nice.
But this Australian guy who is actually Australian, you can't understand anything he's saying. There's a part where like he just gets done surfing, and there's an outdoor shower, and Glenn Powell's about to shower, and he hops in front of him, takes his shorts off, and he's just like... given a bunch of different Australian euphemisms for his penis, and he says something about, and Glenn Powell doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's like, he says something about an aardvark, and it goes down, and he's like, the way he's like holding his dick, and you like see his like the tip of his penis or so. It's just this guy
you basically just see like his pee hole.
Yeah,
like I've never seen that in a fucking movie.
So,
but
I was literally every time he came on screen, I was laughing so hard because he's just he stole the show. He really did. But no, yeah, it is what it is. It's an adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing, Bill Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you already know what's going to happen if you've read Shakespeare, and there's been a bunch of movies that have been based on it. But it's good. It's good. It's a good watch. Like I was telling Connor, I'm kind of at the point where I don't need to be watching super stressful shit. You know, like I don't want – it's just, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a happy ending. And, you know, I'm here for that right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's where you're at in life.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think the stressful shit you should watch is the stuff you've already seen.
Yeah, I agree.
I rewatched The Long Night, The Thrones episode, season 8. Just a spectacle.
Arya fucking.
I mean, nothing better. Seriously, nothing better. There's so many little things. Like when who's the dude with one eye who gets brought back?
The man who has no name?
No, who gets brought back from Lord of Lights by
the
guy.
He has the cloth over
whatever, that guy. Yeah. When he's like, Clegane!
Beric Dondarrion.
There it is, yeah, Dondarrion. He's like, Clegane! Clegane! Clegane's like, we fucking lost! And, like, there are so many more funny parts now watching it. And, I mean, fucking Reek. whatever. I forget what a clinic he put on.
Oh, yeah.
Protecting Bran. I mean, mm-hmm. just a spectacle of yep. war. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was a lot of good. There's a lot of good stuff out. Yeah. Right
speaking
now.
Of war, I believe before we get the pod fight, we have two war travel stories.
Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus fuck. All right. So I'm going from Vail, Colorado to Boston mm-hmm. on Monday. So this is last Monday, last week. So my flight is supposed to it's Vail small airport, yep. you know. So I figure, you know what, I'm gonna get there a little early because sure. I don't want to fuck around. I'll just go hang out. All the people that
get a couple pops.
All the people I'm take a couple edibles. All the people I'm traveling with are like going to the airport periodically. So like I was gonna be there, hang out, see the second group, leave, obviously. And I go with the first car. I get there at like 7:45. So mm-hmm. 7:45 was the start of mm-hmm. where I was going, Boston. And
what time's the flight?
Flight is at 10:30.
Okay.
So boarding at 10. Yeah, bingo. And so we're just chilling, hanging out. It's like 9 o'clock. I get a text. My flight's delayed till 11. I'm like, all right, sweet. That's fine because I have a two-hour layover in Dallas.
Okay, cool.
Because my flight home to Boston from Dallas was at like 4 o'clock. So anyways, we hang out a little longer. My two friends, they board the plane. I'm like, all right, now I'm here solo. This kind of sucks, but whatever. It's an airport. Couple more pops. and so I get another text, flight delayed till 11:30. Fuck me. All right, this sucks. Another text, flight delayed till 12.
Oh, no.
Second group Jesus comes. Christ. Talk is in that group. Like, yeah, I could have fucking slept in. That would have been sweet. Didn't have to wake up at 6:30. But, hey, again, what's done is done.
Uh-huh.
We are at the airport. I made the right decision. Flight finally gets delayed for the last time till 12:30. Okay. So we're hanging out. A couple people from the second group, they go and board their plane because their plane is boarding at noon. So that pissed me off. just to be honest with you, pissed me off real bad.
I get it.
Probably won't go on vacation with those two people again.
Was Talk one of them?
Talk was not.
Okay.
Talk was not. And so after that, plane is now 12:30. Now it's just me talking our other friend, and we're just chilling. At like 11:45, I'm like, hey, I'm going to head down there. Like, I'm already so fucking pissed, mm-hmm. so I just need to get away from both of you because at that point they were pissing me off.
Sure. Yeah.
But everybody was, though. I go down to the plane. I'm sitting there waiting. Still says the same time. Boom. Plane delayed till 1 o'clock. All right, whatever. I'm already down here. I'm not going back up there with those assholes. So plane, D-planes, the plane that we're getting on,
yeah.
you know, because just quick little swap. Yeah. There, it was coming from Dallas. Oh, yeah, by the way, clear skies, full hearts, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing in the air to tell you that this plane should be delayed. People are starting to line up to board. Boom, maintenance issue. So no, we are not boarding. We don't board the plane actually till 1:30.
Okay.
So the plane took off at 1:55. At this point, my connecting flight that I mentioned, yeah, no chance I make that. We get on. We travel to Fort Worth, Dallas. Get to Dallas at like 4:15.
Just missed it.
I check my phone. Connecting flight delayed. Delayed till 5 o'clock. Let's go. I get off the plane. I take the whatever it's called, the express
train.
Yeah, to the other side of the airport. Go to the gate. I'm like, hey man. While I was on my plane, I got these texts that hey, you're gonna miss your connecting flight. We're putting you on a flight to LaGuardia. I was like, okay, that I'm not doing that. Ask the guy at the gate. D4. This is locked in my brain. D4. I'm like, hey, man, am I on this plane? Like, I got these texts. It's kind of weird, but I just want to make sure. Guy in front of me was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, yep, Carter Campbell, 10E, whatever. You're good. Awesome. Gate switches from D4 to D36.
That was to throw you right off that page.
Long walk. Whew, boy, long walk to D36. I got a cowboy hat while I was there at Kemosabe, so I'm wearing it the entire time like an absolute asshole. And my bags are
all you can do.
Yeah, stuffed to the brim because I had to buy snow pants and shit to ski that I obviously didn't have and for some reason didn't decide to burn them. And so we go to D36. Finally get there. There's a McDonald's right next to it. I'm like, fucking, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get a celebratory McChicken. I'm going to fucking take four edibles, and I'm going to enjoy this flight. I do that. Everyone's boarding. I'm group nine. I'm the last group going to get on. God. Beep. Hey, you're not on this flight. So they wouldn't let me on the plane. I was like, what do you mean I'm not on this flight? This is my ticket right here. They're like, no, it's not. Like, someone's in that seat already. You're not on this flight.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, what do I do now? They're like, go talk to the support or whatever. So I go talk to the support. I'm like, okay, is there any standby tickets? Because if there's a standby ticket, I'll just, we can do, this is easy, you know? And they're like, well, that's a separate list. We can't put you on that list right now. I was like, what is that? What do you mean you can't put me on the list? Like, can I just get a standby ticket? And they said, no. As that's happening, girl walks up next to me. I don't have a ticket on this plane, but I need to get to Boston. Is there any way I can get on the standby list? They put her on the standby list. She becomes the last ticket on that plane. Gets on in my face. And she knows. She knows what was going on. And she didn't do anything cocky. She felt bad. But she gets on the plane finally. I'm like, okay, this sucks. I go to American. Like the full support desk. Yeah. Not the gate support desk. They tell me, like, and we get into it a little bit, obviously, at this point. I mean, first of all, I just took
You've
been up for 12 hours. I just took four edibles. It is 6 o'clock. I thought I was about to get on my flight. Oh, yeah, by the way, that flight didn't take off till 6. Obviously, it was delayed 2 hours. And so, basically, what it boils down to is me being like, hey, look, I'm sorry I'm being a prick. Just tell me what to do. Should I just buy this ticket on American to Indianapolis? Because I was like, I'm just going to go
home.
I'm just going to go home to Indianapolis. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, just do that. I go on my phone. I go to buy it. You can't buy those tickets. You can't buy those tickets online. You have to buy them at the airport.
Oh,
I was
like,
okay. So then I just get back in the support line for American. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to do this again. I made a scene. Like, I'm just going to go to the gate and I'll buy a ticket at the gate. I get there while I'm on that journey to that gate, which I stood. It was an hour till boarding. I stood there for a half hour. That 30 minutes. Like, I didn't sit down and wait and look. I stood at the desk. I was not leaving. I'm getting on this fucking plane. While that's happening, I get a text saying my flight to Indianapolis departs at 7:30, whatever the fuck it was. Lady finally comes in a half hour. I say, hey, like, am I on this flight? I got this text. I wanted to buy a ticket. She's like, you can't buy a ticket here. I say, okay, well, I got this text. It says I'm on this flight. Can you check and see if I'm on the flight? I don't have a boarding pass or anything, but can you check? She checks. No, you're not on this flight. I was like, are you sure? Can you please just look again? God. Like, I think I'm on this flight. It just happened with this LaGuardia thing. I wasn't supposed to be on the flight. Can you just check? I am on the flight. 13E, just fucking talked between these two people that weren't, could have used an extra
couple fatsos.
And so after I get my boarding pass from this lady, I go have 3 double Jack and Diets in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So 4 edibles, those Jack and Diets. I am on the brink of just like
full mental break,
shuddering down into myself and just becoming like a ball of nothing, basically. Finally, I get home around 1 a.m.,
so Boston? No,
Indianapolis.
Oh, my God.
I get home to Indianapolis, 1 a.m., most uncomfortable flight of my entire life, whatever. I get home at 1 a.m., buy a flight the next day to Boston, get to Boston at 2:30 or whatever. The LaGuardia flight they were putting me on that morning was supposed to get home at 9, so could have got home earlier in theory. When I land in Boston, I get a text that says my LaGuardia flight that was supposed to take off at 8:20. Was now boarding at 2:30. So the moral of the story is, if you're going to fly, never fly American for the rest of your life. I implore you, please. And if you're thinking about going somewhere, don't fly American for me. I need you not to fly American. With that being said, my buddy is getting married. I have a bachelor party in Miami this weekend.
You're on an American flight down to Miami.
I am on American down and back. Yeah.
Oh,
so
fuck.
There's no monopoly like the flight monopoly.
Yes.
And I would like to do more about it. I can't. All I can do is share
this
story.
Is there an airline to fly anymore? Because I see
Delta.
No, that story's that bad, but like everyone, like, don't fly United.
I think
exactly.
Don't fly American.
Honestly, I think that's just the airline industry.
Yeah,
I really
no,
do.
They're
all gonna have bad days.
Especially with like Spirit and JetBlue kind of like trying to merge and then it falling apart. Like, they're a complete mess. All of them are a mess. Delta is the least fucked up, at least that I have experienced.
I have never ever wanted to like shoot somebody in my life.
More
until
than,
then,
more than know, that,
like shoot, like No, I would actually kill you. Bruce, I'm so mad right now.
Yeah, I had pretty much the exact opposite story. So
you had a fucking victory.
Yeah,
I thought you said you had a bad travel experience.
Well, it wasn't great. It's not what you want.
It was
so
fun.
I had a bachelor party in Tampa, and I had an hour layover in Atlanta on my connecting flight Duo back to here, Indianapolis. My first flight was delayed a half hour, so now my hour layover is a half hour layover. Actually, the boarding for my second flight started at 1, projected to land in Atlanta at 1. Mm-hmm. And then I'm faced with a bit of a conundrum because I could wait and take a 4:30 p.m. direct from Tampa. The first flight after mine from Atlanta was 7:30 and then basically 10 p.m. So a bit of a dice roll, like, hey, I'm going to wager and get on this flight to Atlanta. I get on it. We taxi for probably 8 minutes. So now our landing time is projected to be, you know, basically 1:08 in Atlanta. In Concourse B, my flight was taking off in Concourse A. We land at so
it massive airport. Atlanta.
Massive airport.
The biggest.
Yeah. And it kind of hit me halfway through the flight. This is why it kind of sucked, and I just have a full blown anxiety attack.
No, not you.
That I'm not gonna make the flight because of your story, Connor. I actually was checking my Delta app in the sky.
Genius.
They tried to rebook me onto the 10 p.m. flight in Atlanta, and basically have me sit there from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. I said, nope, keep me on my 1 p.m. flight. I'm gonna make this sucker.
Yeah.
So we land, more taxi. Get off the plane 1:19, boarding for the 1:40 flight ends 1:25, 15 minutes before boarding. Again, Concourse B to Concourse A. I nailed probably 3 dudes in the back of the calf with my away luggage on that walk up from the plane.
Yeah.
Because once we got off the plane, I just booked it. Full-blown sprint, get to the air train thing. No train there. Keep sprinting through that thing. Get to an escalator. Huge packed escalator. Maybe the tallest I've ever been on. Just wait there. Catch my breath. I'm fucking. To the point where the lady in front of me turns around like, is this guy fucking okay? Get off. More running through the B concourse. Get to the gate at 1:26, 1:27. I'm like, oh no. It's past 1:25. I basically give a please to the lady. She lets me right on there. I board my middle seat.
Good for you,
get
Bruce.
Snugged right in there. Just coughing all over him, like having an asthma attack. But then, yeah, I made it back in pretty much 3.5 hours from Tampa by the hair on my chin.
It's the worst.
Chin,
man.
Chin. Also, though, my eardrum too exploded on my flight back from Mexico. So I had to battle that for the bachelor party, and probably going to urgent care after this.
Yep, good move.
Attaboy, Bruce.
That's a good move.
Smart, Bruce.
And that's traveling.
That's traveling.
That is traveling.
Let's see the FOD, baby. Let's see what we got in this freaking thing. KFC announces Chiza, a combo of pizza and chicken. What are your thoughts?
You mean chicken parm?
Delicious.
Yeah. That is kind of what they're doing.
Bingo. Yeah, sign me up.
Chicken parm with pepperoni? Yeah, I'm in.
Nick showed me a picture of someone's pizza.
Did it look really good? Did
you boy, it pizza? Looked like mushed up asshole.
No, we saw the commercial this morning. So I was like, oh, what is this? This looks intriguing. You know, chicken parm from KFC?
Yeah,
that's going to be good. So we searched it on Twitter, and someone had uploaded, a photo of their own experience. Boy, did it look bad.
It was a bummer.
It looked so bad. The cheese wasn't cooked. There was maybe one dollop of sauce.
Yeah, and then a fucking burnt, crumpled up pepperoni on there. It
was so sad.
So bad.
It was so sad. But this
chicken bucket.
This, the promotional, looks pretty good.
I was going to say, I'm looking right now. Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it is so bad. I mean, the chicken looks good if you just get all
the chicken looks good. The red sauce looks like it's straight out of a can. Yeah. Not even warmed up.
I'm okay with out of the can. I'm okay with out of the can sauce. That'll play. I'll try it.
I wish I'd flatten the chicken.
Listen, I know you guys are going to order this by the end of the week.
I mean,
I'm going to order it tonight.
This looks like a Friday. Yeah, it looks like a Friday pizza time.
Yeah, bro.
It's a quote.
The one right above there. That's one I was
this
looking
one?
At. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's garbage. But
you guys will have it this week, though, right?
I'm going to have it.
At some point.
I'm seeing some better versions.
I see it in my future.
I will not.
I'm seeing some better
pitch. This thing also just looks like a prototypical, hey, this is going to fucking rot your gut, and you are going to have some of the worst diarrhea you've ever had. And that might just be me personally.
It's fried chicken.
True, it is chicken, just fried chicken with pepperoni and mozzarella and pizza sauce, but I don't think this one's in my future.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Next, cheese.
Oh yeah, I sent this one in.
Is this in person? Did you see
this? No, my brother was stopped at a gas station, I believe, in Des Moines on his way back to Waterloo because we didn't do our family Christmas, so we did it over break. And this was the car that he saw in a Walgreens parking lot, and he just said, you know what, got to send this in. It says, Live Fast, Paul Walker, and it's got a 1973 to 2013 memorial on the back.
Gone too soon.
I mean, there's not enough
of these out there.
There's not.
I did not know it's been that long. Damn.
Yeah.
I want to say, too, isn't the bottom part, I want to say there was another Fast and Furious quote.
It's
on there.
On the holder for the license plate, it says, Live Life, quarter mile at a time.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I knew there was that part.
That is the kick.
Probably, there might be something there right underneath the Dodge part.
Yeah, what's underneath the Dodge part?
I guess.
Is this your car, Gump?
Might be,
dude, silly. I almost had it. I knew there was another car to it.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
This is the coolest car
three
of
for
all
three.
Time.
Mint. Time to upgrade the toy, my friend.
Yeah.
Wrap that bitch, man.
Yeah. This thing's awesome.
In post, let's also make sure we scrub out this guy's license plate.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Bill, you hear that? Yep, he did.
It should be fun.
Yeah, he's fine.
Quick moment of silence for Ball Walker.
Yep.
Next.
Miss you, Spillner.
Thank you, Paul.
Brian Earl Spillner.
My dad goes to a bar with his friends every Friday, and he makes a list of discussions. Topics part 48. This is from March 1st. Agenda. Tree care recommendations.
Okay.
Ooh, someone.
Box elder.
Box elder bugs are back.
I don't know what a box elder bug is.
I want to be in this combo, though.
Best cheeseburger Laird ever had. Winter car wash frequency. That's a good one. Division three hockey. Nice. Masters of the Air.
Right.
Crowd storming the court. Yeah. Packers gold package bonus. So this is a Wisconsin man. Mm-hmm. Packers priority in upcoming draft. Yeah. Trivia. General discussion. A very full agenda, and there will be guests. What a day.
Yep. This has been going on.
Yeah, it's
on
a running.
This is part 48.
Yeah. I'm not sold on the bottom part. I feel like that is something Kenzie might have added, especially because it's in red. But again, I could be wrong.
This is more prep than we do for this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm impressed.
Certainly.
By a lot.
What do you think the best cheeseburger layer
is?
You can wipe a tree care at the top is criminal.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I mean,
might be pressing. It might,
they probably
urgent.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dollar care.
Packers draft needs.
Yeah,
way
Packers
more
gold package bonus.
Winter car wash frequency is basically any day that gets like over 40 and is sunny during the winter. And it's not going to snow for like a week.
Entire car just turns white.
Yes.
Yeah. I went Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
This you did right now?
Yeah. I love the car wash.
I haven't been in probably a month and a half.
I haven't been in years.
Oh, I go to the car wash every week.
I do like the car wash.
I go once every 2 weeks.
Part of my Sunday routine during the season is in the morning after I get breakfast to go to the car wash.
Yeah, I go every weekend.
Like I'll go get the
nice.
Oh.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Take hat has been returned.
I love this take hat.
I can't believe you left that.
And those sunglasses.
That's what I said.
That is criminal.
That is criminal.
I mean, the sunglasses, you have 50 pair of stupid looking sunglasses. The hat, though.
I know.
This guy had our show on here one time, remember?
Really?
Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I actually do remember that. I don't know what part it was, but.
Aaron on Aaron's.
Oh, yeah, because he's Packers fan.
Yeah. Rodgers on McAfee show.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Yep.
Nuclear weapon. Yeah, we were talking about Laird. He's got friends. One of his names is Laird. Laird, I think his best burger, to your question.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was
Culver's. Up in Wisconsin, it's got to be some Juicy Lucy.
What kind of trivia?
Oh, you think it's just Culver's?
Culver's, Culver's original butter burger is number one.
With cheese curds on it?
Yeah,
Laird
or,
might be
or
a peanut butter guy.
Side.
He might be a peanut butter burger guy.
Could be.
Dude.
Laird's a good guy, though.
Great guy.
You could trust Laird.
Yeah.
With your life.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear these guys chop it up about Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
And the crowd storming.
I feel like Masters of the Air picked up a little bit.
That's what I told him. First episode is
the POW stuff.
The worst episode.
You would.
I fucking love that show. I do. But I mean, I'm a history nut, but also like I told him, like, I'm genuinely excited on Fridays that a new episode of Masters of the Air is coming out. It's so good.
Yeah, while I was home, also, I completely forgot about this, so I do think I am going to watch it again. My grandfather flew in the Pacific.
Yeah. So this is so about the Pacific. What are you doing?
Yeah,
still.
It's the other side, but it's like, oh, okay, I should.
This
try
is
this.
The European theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a fighter pilot or was he in a bombardier?
Fighter pilot. Got nice. Shot down. Lived.
That's fucking
sick. Yeah, yeah. Wow. That actually, that well, he's not a fighter pilot, but there's a couple guys who get shot down, and then you know you follow them.
Keep it going
in the German countryside. Oh yeah.
Well, POW.
Ty, yeah. I just finished episode 6. This is actually so fucking good.
Oh, there's 6 you, out.
7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 7. Oh, okay.
Caught up.
It's time to dive back in. You're right. Next,
great.
Oh, speaking of Avatar, no, you can keep him. Nick will come over here. Speaking of Avatar: Last Airbender, yeah, I'd say
renewed seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah, I'd say give that a watch, especially you, Mitt and Bruce. You guys are from that era of Avatar. Yeah.
Dude, I actually rewatched the it's entire live action, Avatar though, right? series, like the cartoon. And then watched all the movies like a year or two ago. Fucking still hits.
The Avatar movies are blue people. That's not the same as the Avatar Last Airbender.
No. Like the no, the movies where they go like on past like.
Yeah, past the end.
Yeah.
It's just so good. The effects are perfect. It's not live action. Sure, you could say that, but it's just a lot of CGI, Bruce.
So
gotcha.
Of just the wars.
Okay. Like,
in Appa, Yip Yip, in Momo.
Is it like is the CGI fucking corny?
No thanks.
No, it's not.
After hearing that,
yeah, actually, is it
Appa, Yip Yip, and Momo?
Yeah, dude, I mean,
I don't fuck with Appa, but every time they say Momo, I just think of Ty calling someone a moron. So it is actually awesome. It's a great show. It really
get
is.
Some time. I may check it out. I probably won't, but I may.
It's only 8 eps.
Okay.
And I mean, Uncle kills it.
Sure.
The bad guy's uncle is a weapon. The acting is oh so bad.
Nice.
Figured.
But the story's good.
Okay.
It's a good story.
All right.
Next, right now.
Nice.
Mom loses 800K disability case after photos emerge of her winning free throw competition. Tree throw.
Yeah, I believe this was in Ireland. And yeah, you can clearly see that she is about as guilty could possibly get.
Did anyone click on the actual article?
I did. I don't remember what
it
said.
Yeah, me either.
Like, what disability is she claiming, though?
I don't know.
Something that was keeping her out of work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And her sweatpants say, I just can't. That's classic.
Yep. But she hucked that fucking tree.
She hucked it. Yep. Sorry we don't know more about this story. Let's keep moving.
There's a lot of Ireland tree throwing and other shit throwing.
Oh, this is so funny, talking about shit.
People love throwing shit, Bruce. a ref pooped herself during a pit lacrosse game, and then the pit account just tweeted it out.
Hail to pit.
That's cold, man. Real cold. It's a @ Jill Fennec stanky leg after her first
What's
goal.
That smell?
What's that smell? Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for the ref.
16-3?
Yeah,
what kind
I mean,
of fucking
yeah,
game
just go
is
shit.
This?
Pitt
just
17
smacked
to
Detroit
6.
Mercy right in the mouth
Detroit
in this
Mercy
game.
Sucks at soccer.
Man, that would be tough.
Detroit Mercy's trying
or
to
lacrosse,
get back. Like having a poop situation.
No, like pooping your pants, having it come down your leg and being like.
Still reffing, by
yeah,
the way.
Like, oh,
like in the middle
God,
of signaling
yeah,
out there.
Fucking sit here for the night. I guess.
Get off the field. What are
bro,
you
it's
doing?
Probably, it's so hot.
It's fucking
too.
16-3.
What
no one's
is,
gonna fucking notice.
What
dude.
Is protocol? Like if you
Leave.
Poop your if you poop
get off the
your
field.
Pants and you're
off.
Off.
Like
that it
the,
you just where it towel? Is on the leg, she was definitely like mid jog as well.
Why didn't she just ask for a towel?
Yeah,
I feel like that's the move.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just thought like, man, my legs are sweating. Like
these Detroit Mercy girls smell like poop.
Jesus Christ, that team smells like poop.
Talking to the other ref.
Yeah.
Hey, you smell 17.
Jesus. Is there only one? Is there only one ref? Is that the issue?
No. They're
definitely
they're,
not.
For sure, at least
like
three.
That's my thing. Like if they're the only ref there, they're kind of fucked.
I think there's three. I'm trying to think now. Back to
tweet
lacrosse.
Out.
Yeah, there are
that
three.
Smell.
That's awful.
Chill, Brent. Like yeah. Tweeting out the goal to go up 16-3. Fucking savage, dude.
Tweeting it out is awesome. Especially, like, no need for the what's that smell.
Yeah, that's a good line.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
At all. Did she even do a if she did the stanky leg celebration
right in front of her?
She has to for the rest of the season.
Did she? You think she did it in front of the?
No. I would guess they were steering clear.
I don't know. If you're up 16-3, you really don't care. Like, yeah, you're not true. Losing the game.
True. No, I'm saying, I'm guessing they were
Detroit
steering
Detroit
clear.
Detroit Mercy suck at everything.
Detroit Mercy Lacrosse, I do know, has just both the programs have just started because they came to Fairfield and got their fucking shit bumped.
I'm sure it's a beautiful campus.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, no. No, we'll show them mercy.
Fucking what's that smell?
Oh, it's a Jill Fennec stanky leg after her first goal of the season. Whew. Next. Pitt's got a team. Model my hashtag Blue Mountain State sequel series is in development. Alan Jack Reacher will reprise his role as Thad Castle. Mitt tweeted in a quote, modeled my D3 experiment after these after these guys. Let's go!
Oh, man.
This was, I was obviously on vacation, pretty boozed up, and that was an autocorrect. I did go in and edit the tweet. I probably should have kept it, though, as experiment because, I mean, I was only there for 3 years.
Wait, what did you?
Oh, I thought it was like your thesis. Put together experiments.
What Blue Mountain State is the best TV show of all time?
What did you autocorrect here?
Experiment. It was experience, but
yeah, that would have worked.
I probably should have kept it as
every
this.
Time you spell experience correctly, it just goes straight to experiment.
Oh yeah, no, I spelled it correctly. I spelled shit really good.
Well, damn it.
I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I mean,
holy fuck.
I basically just had an experiment at shout out to Ball University. Because, I mean, fuck, I got arrested. I got, like, fucking basically kicked off the team twice. Like, it wasn't really it
the
wasn't
fucking
really a good
bad
one.
Boy of DePaul.
Yeah. I wasn't. No, yeah,
Putnam
wasn't
County Eats.
Yeah, Chase Putnam County, shout out.
Shout out.
Anytime I see fucking Putnam County Eats on my fucking
I love it.
IG,
what, dude?
Dude,
it's a 6-9.
I fucking
perfect score.
Fuck I fucking it. Love it. Next.
That was the perfect score, 6-9.
Yeah, dude, I came better than 6-9. What do you mean?
Finished sketching the Kendra Lamar. First of all, Kendra Lamar, thank you very much.
Yeah,
Kendra,
thank you.
This is awesome. I haven't read the caption yet, but this is awesome. Finished sketching cartoons of the @PMI or pod PMI cast. Tag them and retweet this so they can see. I'm bummed I didn't see this. This is during vacation. Had to be. I was
Bruce
on my phone.
With the flapjacks is phenomenal.
Yeah,
the neckbeard
awesome.
Flapjack combo combo is just well done.
I also like how they combine Mitt and Bill.
That's what I was.
Yeah. That's the best part.
I was so confused.
Is that what that is?
Zoom in, please.
I think that's me with blonde hair.
It is. Yep.
It is,
nailed
it's
it.
Also.
It's also
you and Bill.
And the
like
flies.
A fucking hound, dude.
Oh, that's
it's the flies, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when you bleached your hair.
Yeah. Nick, you look like a bit of a badass.
Yeah, you
here.
Do kind of like is. John Wick. Dude.
A little Keanu?
Yeah. You do.
Tony, that is spot on.
Yeah, that's
nailed
really
it.
Cool.
Why is my hair short? And why is this from
it's just
all
a hoodie.
That's when you put the glasses on. We were doing the X-Men stuff.
No. The old studio.
Yeah,
because
you got the cans on.
Yeah, the cans.
Mine's from the old studio as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, because you got the big cans.
Yeah. Look at your cheeks, Bruce. Can you zoom in on Bruce, please?
Dude, look at that neck beard, bro.
Look at the bottom of your cheeks. That's what I mean, like... It looks like you got two gobstoppers
full of flapjacks.
A couple jawbreakers.
They are full of flapjacks, aren't they?
That is awesome.
Kendra Lamar is very talented.
Yeah,
good.
Shout out to Kendra Lamar. Fun. This is awesome. Thank you for this. Next.
Yeah, Hun good.
Hun good. Highest earning actors of 2023. Number one. The Sandman.
That's crazy. He made $73 million.
$73 million.
What
movie?
Like the bomb. It's all the Netflix deal that he did.
Yeah, he did the one with his daughters.
Yeah,
he did Leo. Bill Burr.
He's got a space one coming out that he's, I presume he's probably already been paid for.
The Spaceman?
Yeah, watch the first 20 minutes of that. Easily the most depressing 20 minutes of theater I've ever seen. What else? I think Murder Mystery 2 this year?
They use that as the
I think it was, yeah.
shot, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think it was. So
That would make sense why Jenny Aniston's on there, too.
I mean, it does make sense that the best actor going makes the most money.
Amen, brother.
It's a fact.
And the second best, Margot Robbie. Yep. $59 million for what, Barbie?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know what else she was in.
She had to be in it.
She did that Tonya Harding movie.
Ooh.
I don't think that was this year, was it?
Yeah, no, that was 2 years ago.
Hi, Tonya.
I don't know, but was Tom Cruise is number three. I just watched the original Jack Reacher again. What a film.
Still holds up.
Absolute banger.
Better than Night and Day?
Asteroid City.
Yeah.
But really,
I'm
just
a Night
Barbie.
And Day guy. Asteroid City. Oh, she's in Asteroid City.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Matt Damon, 4 with 43, tied with Goss God at 43. Also a Barbie member.
Yep.
Jennifer Aniston, 42. DiCaprio, 41.
Statham
41. Beekeeper.
Well, he made like 15 movies this year, as he generally does.
Affleck, 38. Crank.
The Mechanic.
And Transporter.
Jeff Chelios.
We are talking about Crank the Mechanic or the Transporter?
I'm surprised Chalamet.
They're all the same movie to me.
How's Chalamet not here?
He's probably not getting. Dune is so big that.
What about
Wonka?
Where's Oppenheimer?
Yeah, but I don't think he was making a bunch of Wonka.
Where's Oppenheimer?
Yeah, where is Killian Murphy?
I think that was the only movie he did this year.
Was Dune, but he should have made more than Leo.
Even 2023, or was it 2023?
Leo
true.
Do
they count?
Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm. And he probably got back end on that, I would guess.
And then Leo had a couple, I thought.
What else?
Or did he just have one?
What else was he?
He probably only does one a year, actually. Yeah. What a fucking weapon. Next! Chow Denzel at 10, 24 mil.
Yep, Equalizer.
Oh, this is great. This lady is at a little circus event. She's trying to shoot some things to win some prizes.
Boom!
What'd I do?
Down goes Frazier.
Yeah, rewind it a little. You gotta watch her.
This in Russia?
The collapse.
What'd you do? Oi!
That was knees to stomach.
That was a great sell.
Yeah,
great sell.
Put it on her shoulder.
I mean, that was right in her
what
eye.
A good head.
Right in her eye. Shotgun
shell. This guy's so pissed.
What'd you do?
I mean, it's a firing range. You got to fucking.
I know. That's on. I also think it's on the lady.
Yeah.
What do I win?
Oh, yeah.
What's my prize? Yeah, that's what I'd be yelling.
Not wearing your ears, not wearing your eye protection.
That would have hit the bullseye. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I would have done the same thing.
Tough business. Stay out of the crossfire.
It is a tough damn business.
You don't want to see that lady downrange. Next. Domino's new cheese volcano pizza, excuse me.
So I do give this a leg up on the chizza from KFC. This was Domino's Malaysia, I think?
I hated this.
Maybe Angola?
Let's see it.
Domino's new cheese volcano pizza.
I like the song, though.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, what a delicious treat!
Oh,
that looks
God.
Like.
This looks good.
You can also get it with marinara.
Okay. All right, I'm back. If you can do marinara, I mean, putting cheddar cheese all over a perfectly good pizza is
probably nacho cheese.
That's disgusting.
I know you're probably not supposed to, because it would ruin the volcano. But when you take a slice, you should take
part of the
shell, and it should spill shrapnel all over that section.
Yeah, and also then you're not like losing a huge portion of your slice of pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to eat the bowl at the end, kind of.
That's probably sick.
Yeah.
I'm in on this.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Fold it over. You got a calzone.
As long as you could choose what you want in the middle. Like, what if I want, can I get jalapeno ranch?
Nice bit of garlic butter.
Yeah. Can I get fucking frosty?
Can I throw some pinos?
Can I get what's on the inside of a volcano? Whatever it's called.
Magma?
Yeah.
Liquid hot magma.
I should have gone to like a lava cake volcano type of deal with the creme.
I agree.
Marinara sauce in there would be fucking
marinara would be
so
perfect.
Good.
Fire, dog. Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
Fire, ranch dog. Also would.
They still doing the cheese. Dab it a morning.
Mish on a mish. You can't mish. on a mission.
You're the truth.
You're the future.
You're the future.
That kid's good.
He is good. Penny saved is a penny earned.
Any of you guys been keeping up with Tony P in D.C.?
Yeah.
No.
Haven't seen him since. Couldn't be happier.
I've never seen him on my algorithm besides when Bruce brought him on this show.
He cooked a mean salmon dish
a few nights ago. Bruce.
The top comment, though, was, hey, Tony, can you list every ingredient so I can give it to my worst enemy? The comments are very funny.
That's actually good. There is a new player in that community.
There is.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. This fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What's his name?
Davis Clark.
He's got the biggest face of all time.
Can we pull him up?
We see this?
He has skyrocketed.
I'll be the judge of that.
To the top. Funny enough, grew up in the same town as me.
Two grades.
Oh, I know Davis Clark. Oh, yeah. We played sports.
Oh, I've seen this fucking guy.
Uh-huh.
Was it this one?
We got Mike. Absolutely get after it.
Fourth quarter right now. Let's go.
Hey, all day live from the commuter rail. This train is packed. Let's go.
I lock in. You stay locked.
You're good. Don't look him up. You're fine.
He looks like if Vanderfield Yates drank the ooze from Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Jesus.
He does have some Vanderfield Yates.
He does.
Look out. Look out. This is an oldie but a goldie. This guy's doing donos. This one dude is not ready.
He's fine. He's fine, bro.
He's fine.
The look.
He's fine. He pops up, dude. It's sick.
Well, his arms, the best part is his, how his arms are locked for a second because he's not sure.
Yeah, he's in shock.
When his pants are down, he actually thinks his dick's hanging out. You can see the fear in his eyes that his back rib is falling out. Holy fuck.
One more time, dude. Please.
One more. Yep.
Waking up the next day.
I mean,
what is this green ball?
I was going to say, he has like a green Nerf ball in his pocket.
I thought that was an ice cold dude at first.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be a sad video if it was. How about how close his head goes from almost dragging all cement? Like, he barely doesn't bash his head off the ground.
Probably a millimeter from absolute death.
Yeah.
Imagine having this video if this was you and being completely fine. That was all time, dude.
It'd be my fucking profile picture.
What was he doing standing there?
Filming, probably.
Do we see a cell phone go flying?
Might be that.
Maybe
he might have
the green ball.
Green kid.
Phone does go flying. Phone does go flying.
Look on his face.
Yeah, just fear.
The fuck?
Shout out to the driver for not killing this guy. And shout out to this guy being alive.
Probably fucked up that guy's car.
I hate to break this to you, boys.
Dude, no way. My video didn't
just do
make
a three
it,
finger.
Dude.
Do the three finger swipe.
I did.
What video did you send in, Bruce?
Oh, no. It probably fucked it up when I went
dude,
back.
I really wanted to show it to you guys. All right.
Send it to Gumby.
No, hold on.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's see. This guy's at a house.
This is not it.
Yeah,
this is a booby trap that someone set up in an abandoned house. And I want you to take a close look at what came down.
Holy shit.
Is that a fucking knife?
Yeah, this is Home Alone to the fucking 100th power.
What? A tape to a crutch?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's wild.
I mean, that's a kill shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is this guy still walking?
Yeah, why?
There's definitely
How did he know it was booby traps?
These are all questions I would love the answer to.
Tipped off.
But I don't like knowing that that's out there.
No, yeah. Good to know.
I'll be staying in my apartment forever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you're a home wanderer.
In any fucking house.
Look out.
Dude, as a kid, I used to fucking go into the random ass houses in like the neighborhoods that I'd live in. And just, Jesus Christ.
Why?
Sounds like a bit of an experiment.
What happened there?
Honestly, I don't know.
You're lucky you didn't end up with a nail in your head, kid.
Yeah.
Are good.
No, these
Oh, we got a little bit of controversy. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. A little bit of controversy back here. It
again. Is this another?
Uh-oh.
We're gonna have to start over.
We got a big guys. We might have a big problem here.
We're still good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're good. Okay. I might not. All right,
back to it.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a video of a men's league championship with quite the superstar.
who is it, Connor?
I think we all know him.
You all know him. You all love him.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody does it better.
Bro, there's no way.
Yeah. Was there any doubt?
What a pump fake.
Oh, yeah.
And taking it to the cup.
He's an absolute bucket.
Good look.
Man.
He's a house.
Yeah. I mean, when you got a John Hamm Aconda and you're pulling up to pick up basketball, I feel like you got to be good for 17 and 11 boards every time.
Well, and also, if you are playing Johnny Sins, you stop playing.
Oh, yeah. You're just I'm like, good, buddy. I can't handle this. His cardio is through the roof.
Yeah. I appreciate it, but, like, I'm not playing. I'm sitting this one out.
Ask him about, like, his top 20 scenes. He's at.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah.
Who's the best?
Yeah.
Come on, you can tell me.
I'm not gonna tell anybody, okay?
You like nothing on boobs or on faces more. Butt cheeks, I guess, too.
All right.
Please.
What do you think?
Marry, fuck, kill. Those three options. Yeah, this video, I mean, I hated this.
I watched it once
and I was so pissed that I watched
this. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah, you gotta rewind it.
I mean, he's struggling immediately.
Yeah.
Obviously. And that's a broken finger.
That's more than a broken finger.
Broken finger.
Jesus.
Your ligaments are fucked.
Yeah, I got one of them.
That's why you don't put, you know.
Yeah, I got crooked fingers.
It'll never be the same.
Here's my man. But before we get to this, I just want to pay homage to the best ticket buying app on planet Earth and
The moon.
It is now the off season, so we got basketball.
What?
Mostly right now. Hockey.
What?
As well. Trade deadline was today. Spring training's going on. We got baseball coming up. MLS.
It's Friday.
Go grab.
Ooh, wrong.
Some tickets to MLS games.
I used SeatGeek to go to Avalanche versus Oilers. Let me tell you. They couldn't have delivered better.
My buddy who planned the bachelor party didn't use SeatGeek. We were in the roof of the Tampa Bay Lightning Arena.
Idiot.
Alame Arena. But anyway, you can use PAT30 for $30 off all tickets. That's code PAT30 for $30 off all tickets. Now here, this is just some of the best branded content that I've ever seen. And this man's name is Hector, and he's here to tell you about what makes Heinz ketchup so delicious.
Hi, my name is Hector, and I'm the head of tomato technology. Everything comes from the tomato.
His eyes.
That is nature.
Is he from Pittsburgh?
I like to see the plants growing. I like to see the new varieties, how they look. I like tomatoes that are firm. I like a tomato that I can slice without squishing them. Wow. I eat ketchup at home a lot, and I dip my popcorn. But this is not just an inanimated object. It's a very nice fruit or vegetable, whatever your choice is. They have their own opinions. And when you think that you know everything about them, they surprise you.
I fucking love that.
Yep. That's well said, Hector.
That's why it's the best ketchup out.
Oh, there's more for next week, too.
Best server.
Great.
Best server.
Not quite as good as that one, but there are other hits in the chamber on Hines.
Is it with Hector?
Yeah, all Hector.
You got a man like that.
Feed me that.
Looking out for you.
Yeah.
Picking the best, ripest, juiciest tomatoes for your ketchup.
That guy invented tomatoes.
Yes. He did.
In my brain forever, Hector is the guy.
Oh, man, Hector, I love tomato. That guy.
Every time I see ketchup, I'm going to think about that guy.
Holy thank you, Hector.
Shit.
I love you, Hector.
The Mexico TikTok algorithm actually served that one up to me.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Boy, did it really make my trip just that much better.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Lucky motherfucker.
I love that guy.
We got this TikTok lady cleaning graves.
Look at the kids on that.
TikTok trend.
I'm at the graveyard at night. Cleaning this abandoned grave? For free. I have so many questions in my head. What happened? How did this grave get so dirty? Who's buried here? Her name's Bienvenida.
Wow. Her name means welcome in Espanol.
Next.
Wait a minute. Her grave should be welcoming too. But right now, this is the dirtiest grave I've ever seen. That's so unfair. Everyone deserves a beautiful resting place.
Bienvenida died on July 23rd. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it. She probably gets so many views.
I wonder what Bienvenida's life was like. Does she
Yeah, because she's got
cupcakes?
Fucking
what
massive.
She brought cupcakes?
How did this make it in?
But it's so fun.
All right. Who was this?
Wow, that is a nice grave.
Oh, shit.
That's a nice grave.
Hold on. Yeah. Never mind.
The payoff is unbelievable.
Did she painted it.
She must have.
Yeah, she
or power
or bleached it.
Regardless, it's good to know there's a kind-hearted soul out there taking care of our loved ones. I mean, look at that thing at the end.
Sparkling. No, yeah, the end really did. I'm glad we watched the whole thing because that did bring it together. That was incredibly clear.
I sent it in because I'm highly disturbed by the whole idea, the process, the mentality, the thought that even went into it. But it is a very nice thing to do.
Yeah,
it is nice thing to do.
What was the pink spray? That's a cleaner?
It must be some sort of cleaner.
It is bold. It is bold as well to do that process. I would never even think of
in
that
at night.
Something. Yes,
by yourself probably.
Yeah, not a chance.
And
with cans like that.
She had just had shorts on, so a lot of bugs.
Yeah,
that's bug territory.
Yep, exactly.
She also had a what are they called? Scrub daddy. Have you guys seen these things?
Scrub? Brother.
Yeah, go back.
The smiley scrubby.
The smiley scrubby. Yeah.
Call him Scrub Daddy.
Yeah, that's what
it's
called.
Shark Tank's most profitable product ever, I believe.
Really?
Dude.
I believe so.
Works.
Whatever that pink goo is, should be, because that thing cleaned that grave right
up. It did.
Shout out pink goo.
Shout out pink goo.
Next.
I hate to break it to you this time.
Okay, that's a little more accessible.
Yeah.
And I'm the head of tomato technology.
Heck it. You know what? Why don't you?
All right,
Bruce. Why don't you? You know, we missed all you guys.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
It's good to be back. Good to be back with you guys. Why don't you go back to the Hector?
I was going
to
say, why don't you let Hector take us out?
Yeah. Why don't you let the head of tomatoes at Heinz US take us home? We'll see you guys.
Head of tomato technology.
Hi, next my week. Name is Hector, and I'm the head of tomato technology. Everything comes from the tomato. And that is nature.
It's two apple watches.
I like to see the plants growing. I like to see the new varieties, how they look. I like tomatoes that are firm. I like a tomato that I can slice without squishing them. Wow. I eat ketchup at home a lot, and I dip my popcorn. But this is not just an inanimated object. It's a very nice fruit or vegetable, whatever your choice is. They have
like
their own opinions. And when you think that you know everything about them, they surprise you.
Thank you, Hector! Thank you, Hector! Hector!
Thank you.
Yep, that too.